What are some of the other phase 3 data sets that you think are important?
I think the other lenalidomide trial that's worth talking about is the SWOG trial. And the SWOG trial looked at len high-dose dex versus dex alone. And this was a trial that I think ended up being underpowered because it was stopped early based on the high-dose dex data from the ECOG trial. But it's a trial that I think very cleanly shows us the response rate for len high-dose dexamethasone. It actually was quite good, 85%+. The CR rate, again, was about 22-24% for len high-dose dex compared to, you know, less than 10% for the dexamethasone alone. So I think that that clearly, again, establishes the response rate. What I think is interesting about this trial is that the survival at 1 year was better than it was in the ECOG trial for the same arm, which again gives me a little bit of fuel to say that I don't think high-dose dex is completely dead. I think it does have a role. You just have to temper it, pick the right patients, and adjust based on side effects.
You mentioned this particular study. What did the other major trials do about the issue of dose of dex once this data came out?
Yeah, that's a question in evolution. I think that a lot of trials that are not using lenalidomide are continuing dex as is. But trials that are now using lenalidomide, most of them have switched to a weekly dosing. And again, if you're combining with lenalidomide, then you can likely get away with less dex because you're getting another agent in there to do the work. And the perfect example of this is the RVD regimen that Paul Richardson reported on, where the biggest side effect we saw was dex-related side effects. So instead of 40 milligrams on the day of and the day after bortezomib, we've gone to 20 milligrams because we didn't need as much dex, and that was the biggest problem we saw in the dose escalation.